السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Come closer, mashallah. This is a majlis of the Quran. Allah Ta'ala accept our coming here, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي خلق الإنسان وعلمه البيان وأنزل له القرآن وجعله موعظا وشفاء وهدى ورحمة لذوي الإيمان لا ريب فيه ولم يجعل له عوجا وأنزل قيما نورا لذوي الإيقان والصلاة والسلام على الأتمان الأكملان على خير الخلائق من الإنس والجان صاحب البرهان الذي نور القلوب والقبور ونورا ورحمة للعالمين ظهوره وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين هم نجوم الهداية وناشر القرآن وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا نحن نزلنا الذكر وإنا له لحافظون. وقال تبارك وتعالى ولقد يسرنا القرآن للذكر فهل من مدكر. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أشراف أمتي حملة القرآن وأصحاب الليل. صدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected ulama, huffaz, brothers in Islam, it is only the grace and mercy of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal that Allah Pak has given us the wealth of Iman. Allah preserve our Iman, keep us with Iman, die with Iman, and rise on the day of Qiyamah with those who have Iman. This is the majlis of the Quran, khatam of the Quran Kareem, and every majlis has adab. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam mentions, مَجْتَمَعَ قَوْمٌ مِّن بَيْتٍ مِّن بُيُوتِ اللَّهِ يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَيَتَدَارَسُونَ بِهِمْ بَيْنَهُمْ إِلَّا نَزَلَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّكِينَةِ وَغَشِيَتْهُمُ الرَّحْمَةِ وَحَفَّتْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ وَذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنْ عِنْدَهُ كَمَا قَالَ. That when we are sitting in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the many houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reciting the Qur'an Kareem, or listening to the Qur'an Kareem, or teaching the Qur'an Kareem, then the malaika throng this majlis. This is the majlis of the khatam of the Qur'an. Wherever one recites, the malaika throng. وَغَشِيَتُمُ الرَّحْمَةِ. Then the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends on this group and of people. How fortunate we are today. وَحَفَّتْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَ. And not only that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala surrounds us with the angels. وَذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنْ عِنْدَهُ. And Allah takes mention of these people in the group of malaika that are near to him. So Allah make us the accepted ones for this majlis, inshallah. There should be no recording, no videoing, no photography, inshallah. Switch off our cell phones. Let us connect our hearts to the ulama, al-barakatu ma'akabirukum, with our ulama and mashayikh that are present here, inshallah. And listen attentively to the Quran Kareem tilawat. First of all, we commence with the qira'at, inshallah, for today's tilawat by Hamad Barachia, inshallah. A student of Madrasa Tajweedul Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حرمت عليكم الميتة والدم ولحم الخنزير وما أهل لغير الله به والمنخنقة والموقوذة والمتردية والنطيحة وما أكل السبع إلا ما ذكيتم وما ذبح على النصب وأن تستقسموا بالأزلام ذلكم فسق اليوم يئس الذين كفروا من دينكم فلا تخشوهم واخشون اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا فمن اضطر في مخمصة غير متجانف لإثم فإن الله غفور رحيم يسألونك ماذا أحل لهم قل أحل لكم الطيبات وما علمتم من الجوارح مكلبين تعلمونهن مما علمكم الله فكلوا مما أمسكنا عليكم واذكروا اسم الله عليه واتقوا الله إن الله سريع الحساب صدق الله العظيم
ما شاء الله ما شاء الله We make dua for Hafiz Hamad, inshallah. He's still studying, inshallah. One day he will complete as well. One of the parts of the ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this basharat on the plains of Arafah, on the 9th of Zulhijjah. And Allah accept the hajj of the hujjaj that went now. قَبِدَ اللَّهُ حَجَّكْ وَغَفَرَ ذَنْبَكْ وَأَخْلَفَ نَفَقَتَكْ That Allah accept the hajj of the hajis. And we request them to make dua. And the Haji's dua is answered for whom he makes dua. He or she makes dua. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive their sins. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them multifold for whatever they spent, all the expenditure. So one of the ayats is, Al-Yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum. This is the perfection of deen. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given the basharat on the plains of Arafah. With 124,000 sahaba radiyallahu anhum assembled. On the 9th of the Hijrah, 10th year of the Hijrah, where Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has conferred this glad tidings. وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي And we have completed our favor and bounty upon you, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا And I have chosen Islam as your way of life. And then the amanat was given. This message of khatme nubuwat and finality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The amanat was given that the Sahaba must take the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam through the four corners of the world. And how that is how they held fast to the Quran and the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just as an introduction, a special welcome on behalf of Madrasa Tajweedul Quran, Mawlana Irshad Mutala Sahab, the parents and the well-wishers. This madrasa is established for over 15 years, alhamdulillah. Currently, their students have passed, many students have passed through. They have 20 students, and it is held at the Jem Musalla, Jem Towers Musalla. Let us correct our niyat, inshallah. We sit in this majlis to gain the barakah, to obtain the noor of the Qur'an Kareem, for sawab of the khatam of the Qur'an Kareem, to attend and listen to the nasihat. So sit with adab, ba-adab, ba-nasib, be-adab, be-nasib. Our mashayikh tells us that if you sit with adab, وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ That your taqwa increases. So one of the sha'air of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the masjid. We are in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we in the company of the huffaz and the ulama. Then we also making azmat of the Qur'an Kareem. Sit with adab and respect and listen to the Qur'an Kareem. And we are commanded, وَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنُ فَاسْتَمِعُوا First listen, وَأَنْسِتُوا Keep quiet. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ So that the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends. So we keep the adab in mind and we listen very attentively and we encourage our parents to take our children to the majalis of the ulama that take place on Thursday nights, Monday nights and various other places. To sit in such majalis, it is encouraging because the students could have spent somewhere on a Saturday night, but to come into the house of Allah, making nafil i'tikaf between Maghrib and Isha, listening to some nasiha, listening to a portion of the Quran. This is how the Sahaba were attracted to become Sahaba. A suhbatin Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. By listening to some portion of the Quran, by understanding the meaning of the Quran, or by listening to the adhan, people have accepted Islam. So inshallah, we call upon Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Haq Damakda Sahib Damar Barakatuhum, who is Ustadul Asatiza Khadimul Quran. Hazrat Mawlana Damar Barakatuhum is teaching for over 53 years the khidmat of the Quran. He is a student of Hazrat Masihul Ummat Mawlana Masihullah Khan Sahib Jalal Abadi. and started this Madrasa Muinuddin, now the Masjid Muinuddin. Allah Ta'ala keep his shadow over us for a long time. Give him afiyat and salamati. And Moana students have produced many students for Fas, for Ra, Ulama. This is Sawab-e Jariya, inshallah.
الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. My most respected elders and brothers, the subject was spoken before me was on adab. Everything in this world is achieved through adab. A man can have the best of knowledge, can have the best of everything, but if he does not have adab, that knowledge will not benefit at all. Like a place of masjid is adab. If you have respect for this small mosque, how much respect you have for the big mosques? But today you find there's no respect in the small mosque, then when you go to Makkah, what kind of respect will you have there? When you go for a mission, you prepare yourself before for the mission, that you prepare here for everything. Like if you're going for Hajj, you just don't go for Hajj, you prepare yourself to become a Hajj, so that you don't make any mistakes there. So adab is so important. The Quran has its adab. Any kind of adab is too little. Today you find people, when they're reciting the Quran, without any valid reason, they stretch their feet, straight leg, and start reading the Quran like they're reading the novels. I only feel because of negligence. Because of negligence, or either not do not know the knowledge, the value of the Quran. We are very lucky that Allah has allowed us to recite the Quran, because if you look at it, how big sinners we are, that we're not supposed to read the Quran at all, but He's still allowing to read the Quran. The sins that we commit openly, and we know it is wrong, and yet we commit those sins, and with the same tongue of ours, the same zuban of ours, yet today you find that we're still reciting the Quran Sharif in that condition, yet Allah accepted. You find the adab of the Quran, even the Quran being recited as Mawlana recited the Quran, the ayat, وَإِذَا قُرِيَ الْقُرْآنُ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنْسِتُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. How attentively and how much of respect you must have. كَأَنَّهُمْ عَلَى رُوسِ مُطْوِينَ. The Sahaba Ikram, when they sit in the company of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the birds could sit on their heads, the respect they had for Rasulullah sallallahu. The Quran being recited in that condition, wahi should come down. At that occasion, the Sahaba Ikram in a different condition, or the respect was something beyond. Today, when we drive the car and we put the qirat on, while the qirat is on, we're supposed to think before we do. That's why they say, before you do anything, think very carefully what you're doing. You put the qirat on, remember you're not supposed to talk at all. Respect the words of Allah. Yet you find people, while they're driving the car, they're talking to each other, the Quran is written inside. Who's been listening? Where the respect is. Likewise, in the shop you find today that they open the shop, they put the qirat on. They've got this thing that you get barakat. You'll only get barakat if you make harakat in making stuff, adab on it. So how important it is when you do an act, think very carefully what I'm doing, is it correct or not correct? Until unless you don't have adab, you know, respect. Allahu Akbar. They say, you know, to look at the Kaaba, to touch the Kaaba to Allah without wudu, is permissible, but it's not good. But can you hold the Quran without wudu? But yet you find that if a person is not prepared to stretch his feet toward the Kaaba to Allah, and yet a person will stretch his feet toward the Quran Sharif. Until unless you do not have respect, that's why the time has come now, the Quran is being recited everywhere, but it's only to the throat, not towards the heart. Allahumma li hifadat. We got enough hufaz, alhamdulillah, we got everything. The Quran must be recited from the heart. That's why they say, when you're reading the Quran, the first thing, adjust yourself, your intention, who am I talking to? And it's very important, person comes, how much of respect you show, now you're talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another sad part is this, but when we recite in the Quran Sharif, if we're talking really to Allah ta'ala with respect, if a next person comes and talks to you at that time, you will not even turn to look towards him too. Why? The fear is that he's looking at me. It must not be that we'll turn towards him, he turns away from us. So first and foremost, we have to learn how to respect. You know this kitab of hadith when you've been taught. Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi, when he's in front of his ustad, he never even turned the page to the fear that must not show disrespect. To turn the page to respect, to turn the Quran to respect. We are very fortunate. Unfortunately, when you get something without any sacrifice, without any difficulty and hardship, what happens? We don't show any value to it. You see, a person, he inherits money. He does not know value of money because not good. He did not get to the hard way. But look at those people who work so hard from the early days, they work very hard. Allah gave them so much of wealth. But they spent it in the correct way. They looked after it because why? They went through the hardship to it. You notice people today who are so wealthy, but they look after money because they knew how they achieved that money. And you notice those people who do not know the value of money, they just throw away the money. Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhu, how they achieved the Quran, that's how they respected the Quran. The difficulties and hardship and the hitting they got from all sides, that's how they achieved the Quran. We are all spoon-fed, that's why we not achieve the Quran, respect the Quran. One Sahabi should stay far from Madinatul Munawwara. He should wait for caravans to come. The caravans should come. They do not ask what you got money by you, what goods you got. You should ask them, have you got any Quran that I can take from you? I can write it down and learn the Quran. And that's how they accumulated the Quran, and that's how they became Hafiz the Quran. Bayezid Bustami rahmatullah alayhi was a very great buzruk, but how did he become buzruk? For every child, the mother is the most important person in life. Remember, the respect for mother is very important. If you want the Quran to remain in your heart, the most important thing to respect your mother and father, but more the mother. The reason today that we're learning the Quran and we're not getting the real fruits of the Quran is because we're not showing respect to the mothers. Alhamdulillah, you're showing respect to the ustad only in front of the ustad, not behind the ustad. Whereas you have to have respect that you are in front of your ustad, that's how when outside you must see my ustad in front of me. How I behave in front of my ustad, that's how when I'm away too, I'm going to be the same person. If you don't have the same condition, that means you're a hypocrite. Respect means when you are present and in the absence, the student remains the same. There must be no difference at all. For example, just because I've taken myself in it, I sit in the company of Rasulullah, Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah. Now it means that when I'm staying here, I must still remember he's in front of me. How I remember there the same I'm remembering here? I'm not sure a different picture, my picture will be one. That's how you're supposed to be when in front of your ustad, you show the same picture. When the ustad await. One of the adab of ustad, you don't even walk in front on his shadow also. You don't even walk on the shadow of your own parents too. Why I'm saying this, if you want the Quran to remain in your heart, if you got these qualities in you, the barakat that the Quran must remain in you. By the Bustami Rahmat's mother, when she saw the son was a small child, he's running around the streets there, he got worried and there was no father there. She got so worried, what's going to happen to my son? The first thing she decided, what must I do? She went to an alim to ask him, what must I do? He said, well, there's a certain madrasa, why don't you take him there, send him there? The mother goes, leave the child there, and told the ustad this matter, that remember, my child will want to cry to come home, do not allow him to come home. After some time, you know, the child says, you know what, he wants to go home, he wants to cry to go home. And the ustad gave the word that he not send him. And he came to the ustad and said, I want to go home. Ustad began to think, what to do now? This I told the mother, I won't send him. So the ustad said, okay, I'm giving you this much amount of sabak to learn. And gave him a big amount of sabak to learn. Big amount. But because he had that urge and longing, he learned that sabak so quickly that the ustad was surprised. Ya Allah, I gave him so hard work to work and he did so quickly. The next day he gave him one bigger sabak to say. And that he passed. He had nothing to do but just to say, okay, you can go, son. When he goes to his mother's house, he knocks at the door, the mother is busy doing work. Corn here, he said, Bayezid. Corn Bayezid. Who's Bayezid? He goes with urge and longing to meet his mother. The mother says, who is that Bayezid? That Bayezid who I told the ustad that you must, when he completes all his studies, then you must send him. I'm waiting for that Bayezid, not this Bayezid. That is called a mother. That one side, the love for the child is there. One side, the love for the Quran and something. He cried and cried, but the mother did not open. He went back. And he went back and he stayed for 15 years. And when he completed, the ustad embraced him and said, today, Alhamdulillah, I've given you whatever your mother has asked for. With the grace of Allah, you've got the knowledge. Now when he goes home, that moment he knocks at the door, who's that Bayezid? Oh, my son. She embraced him and said, just hold on. Let me read 2 rakat namaz to thank Allah Ta'ala. How many mothers and fathers whose sons became kafir of the Quran first of all, may 2 rakat namaz, shukr to Allah, all now you gave my son become a hafiz of the Quran. Because remember, the whole world want to become hafiz. So many people want to become hafiz. The most intelligent child want to become hafiz, does not become hafiz. The first child who does not know nothing, he becomes hafiz. The kamal of the Quran is Allah decides who you want to give to. The smallest child too, that does not know how to read and write, Allah give that Quran to him. A child of 5 years, Allah gave the Quran to him. 4 years, gave the Holy Quran to them. But unfortunately, that person took advantage of the situation that he should take this Quran of the child of 4 years old, take the child everywhere to, for everyone to listen to the Quran, but he made it a worldly benefit. The end result was that Allah Ta'ala took the child away. But the Quran is only for Allah. It's the word of Allah and it's coming from within Allah Ta'ala. All other books that came, the scripts that came before this, Allah Ta'ala made sure it was death. After that it was finished. Because they did not look after it. Allah Ta'ala to respond for Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lawla. I have revealed it. And I will take care of it. And even Jibreel A.S. will come and recite the Quran from Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Harik. Do not even think of hasting in learning the thing, because I am going to fulfill that. That it will remain in your heart. Allah Ta'ala takes care of that. If the whole world goes against the Quran, if you burn the Holy Quran, it will not make any difference to Allah. In 1 second, the Quran will reveal to you. Every child. One buzug, he sat in a mosque, he says, what is this idol Quran? Everyone put their hands up. He said, this is how the Quran will recite it, and this is how it will recite it. So adab is so important. Very important adab. I promise you, you can have all the best of knowledge too. Any knowledge you have, especially knowledge of deen, if you don't have adab in you, no matter what happens, you never progress. Whatever you say to people will not affect anyone. And that person may not have so much of knowledge, but if he has adab in him, respect, and have sincerity in him, the two words he says, that he affects very quickly. Ustad also must have the same. Ustad must know this, but they thank Allah Ta'ala that he saved them from so much of guna and sin that put them in a place where he tell him to read the Quran. He could have done some other occupation. He left that occupation. Allah chose him for this occupation. For this occupation, you cannot thank Allah. In other words, shukr means every moment you have to make shukr. That parents whose children became hafiz al-Quran made lot of shukr. Oh Allah, I cannot thank you. Because the greatest gift Allah gave in this world, there is nothing more greater than Holy Quran. Nothing more greater. The more you read the Quran, the more you begin to understand the Quran, the way that you enjoy the Quran. That one thing the Quran is, the more you read the Quran, the more you enjoy reading the Quran. It does not become old. And whether you understand or don't understand is not the question. Imam Hanbal Rahmatullah Ali saw Allah Ta'ala in a dream. And asked, Ya Allah, which is the best actress in this world? He said, recite the Quran. He said, whether you understand or don't understand. He said, whether you understand or don't understand. Just imagine Allah is so kind to us. Not only that, some people, they battle to read the Quran. They want to battle to read the Quran. They try the level that they can read the Quran. They must continue reading that Quran in that condition too. Allah Ta'ala looks at the difficulty and hardship they undergo. The reward is with that too. Allah does not look at you that you're only reading with your tongue. Allah looks at your sincerity, how sincere you are. How sincere you are. I know of a person, bichara, he should work so hard to learn the Quran. And every day he says, I don't know how to read the Quran, I don't know how to read the Quran. But he reads the Quran, somehow someone teaches him, but he cannot just learn. But he continue reading Quran in the situation, condition. To that extent, Allah look at your heart. Allah look at, then not. So Quran, one has to remember, to respect the Quran, recite the Quran. Recite it as much as possible. That person is very fortunate who opened the Quran to read, because he did not read. Allah Ta'ala allowed him to read. You did not read, you not be anything, you must remember Allah Ta'ala gave you the tawfiq or opened the Quran. That person is very, very fortunate. Every time you came to the masjid, you did not come. He brought you in the masjid. You did not come on your own. That's why when you come to the masjid, you go out of the masjid, you see a person did not come to the masjid, do not think bad of him. Do not think low at him. Think good of him. Because he may be going home to read the namaz. But the question is not that you have not come here, he brought adab utena utaiga. These are things to understand. You open the Quran, who put in your heart to recite the Quran? Allah. How can you thank Allah Ta'ala? By reciting the Quran more and more. And more Quran to read will bring about humility in you. If there is no humility when you read the Quran, then that is the Quran. Humble ke ya Allah, allowed you, allowed this. The Buzrugane Deen, when they should read Quran, one Sahabi or one Buzrug, at night he read one Quran in one rakat, another Quran in another rakat. When he finishes the two rakat, he says, Ya Allah, I did nothing. He read two Qurans. Because in their hearts he says, Ya Allah, you made me do it, I did not do it. Today we don't have the respect for this holy Quran, we don't have respect. Otherwise this Quran is for everything. We're looking for other kitab for shifa. Read the Quran in the hadith, is mentioned if a person is Quran all the time. And he does not have the opportunity of making dua. Whatever dua he makes, Allah give him more than that. Because why is he speaking to Allah all the time? That banda who recites the Quran all the time. Very fortunate those people who read the Quran all the time. Whether the Hafiz of Quran must always recite the Quran. Hafiz of Quran must be very fortunate, he's carrying the Quran in his heart. In others, walking with Jannat. He's walking with Jannat. If he's walking with Jannat, the only thing is waiting for the doors of Jannat to open. In other words, walking with Jannat means that you must become a person who will follow the Quran. The hadith is mentioned, a person completes the Quran and half the Quran, he'll be taking so many people to Jannat, who will become wajib on them to go to Jahannam. But remember, the condition is you must become to follow the Quran. How important it is that you follow the Quran all the time, which is very, very important. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, hold on to two things very important. The Quran and my teachings. What's the meaning of hold on? Hold on to the Quran, hold the Quran. Hold on to the Quran, hold on to command of Allah Ta'ala. It must become part of your life. Everything that you do must be Quran and Hadith. I left these two things for you. If you hold on to those two things, you will always be successful. Which we have left out. Which we have? Have you kept on to it? You'll find how Quran can become so close and dear to you and protects you. You will not value the Quran in this world. You will value the Quran in the hereafter when you go. That will be too late. Today we are going to an extent we do not hold the Quran Sharif. Because those days you find in the early days the people should read the Quran in the morning, they wake up and read the Quran Sharif. They go to sleep, they read the Quran Sharif. Every moment you see they read the Quran Sharif. When a child goes to school and come back from school, the first thing the father, the parents will ask is read the Quran Sharif. They sleep with Quran, they wake up with Quran. Unfortunately today they don't sleep with Quran, they don't wake up with Quran, they wake up with a cell phone. It is very sad that you wake up with a cell phone, you sleep with a cell phone. The first thing when you wake up, people going to Makkah to Mukarramat, a very, very sacred place to go back. There to be looking for cell phones. As long as you got cell phone by you, I give all the advice to every parent. If your son is becoming Hafiz Quran, no matter. Please do not give him a cell phone. If you want him to forget the Quran, give him a cell phone. If you want your son to bring, no, not to do good in your business, give him a cell phone. Because I know my friends, they told me, Mona, my child, my business is closed down because of cell phone. If you want a marriage to break, give a cell phone. If you want disrespect to your parents and children, give a cell phone. Give the cell phone. That's all. There will be no happiness at home. There will be no Quran at home. There will be nothing at home. Yet you say your son is half of the Quran. Remember, it takes 3 years to become Hafiz. But it takes 3 months to forget the Quran. Which parent is there who took so much of pain and sacrifice and thereafter is still wants not to pay attention to a child's Quran? Look after the Quran. And the hadith says straight, we must look after, hold on for the Quran, hold on for the, recite the Quran. The more you read the Quran, the more you read the Quran. Hafiz Malik, all the time in the Quran Sharif. Those days they should read Quran of that kind. One Quran a day, two Quran a day. I'm not saying do that. At least one para a day. One para a day. Every day. Your responsibility that you work so hard to gain for what? To forget the Quran. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَوْ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي When you turn away from us, then we will wake you up on the day of Qiyamah blind. And you say, Ya Allah, I had eyes, how come now that I haven't got no eyes sight? You have forgotten us, we have forgotten you too. Allah Almighty Father. Quran is a very great gift. It's a great gift. You are not an ordinary person, but why you behave like an ordinary boy? If you only know what a great gift Allah has given you, there's nothing more greater than, they say, if you take the Quran, anything else beside the Quran, higher than the Quran, you have shown disrespect to Quran. You must learn to respect yourself. That Allah has given you this gift, respect yourself. If you can help it, you know you can. The Quran must be in wudu all the time. Does not mean that you must be always in wudu all the time. But as far as possible, you must be in wudu. Respect is very important. When you walk in the street, it's half as is walking. You come to the masjid, the first person who comes to the masjid, you open the Quran to read. The love of the Quran must come into your heart to read the Quran. Hazrat Moshe Gongri Rahmatullah Ali was a very great busuk. Very great busuk. When he should open the Quran, all other busuks also, they had the same habit. They kiss the Quran, they put it in the head, and they put it in the heart, Ya Allah, and then they stand. One busuk read two rakat namaz, Tawbah. Ya Allah, I'm not fit to read this Quran. I'm making two rakat Tawbah. If I committed any sin, please forgive me. I wash my sin, then I want to read the Quran. I'm not fit to read the Quran. If you have these kind of qualities in us, if we have these kind of qualities in us, then how much respect you show the Quran? There was a king, he got lost in the jungles. It so happened that he had to stay overnight in one person's house. They didn't know, the person not knew he was a king. But when he went to the room to sleep, he saw the Quran was there the whole night. He did not sleep. With the fear that my leg was said to the Quran. With the fear, my leg must take the Quran. That buzu of that time saw in a dream that Allah forgave him. Allah forgave him. He asked, how Allah forgave me? He said, that night I respected the Quran. Allah loved that action so much, Allah forgave him. So if we also respect the Quran Sharif, and follow the Quran Sharif, he only fit me. Just show respect to Quran. If you respect the command of Allah, bring that in your life, everything according to your life. Make your life the Quran. Make your life the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because the two things, Nabi left these two things. Leave these two things with you all the time. And then see what happens. But we are more concerned about this world, not the hereafter. Everyone was worried about coins and dollars. If tomorrow the Quran said, Alif Lam Mim, $1 for Alif Lam Mim, Mim $1, then you see how much Quran you'll read? How much Quran you'll read that time because you will know $30 you get. Because you got no value for the naki that's committing for the hereafter. So until unless we don't have the... It must not be that in hadith is mentioned, man muflis. Who is a muflis? Who is a pauper? You may have heard this hadith. Who is a pauper? Ya Rasul, that person has got no money, no dirham. That he said, not that. He said, on day of Qiyamah, that person has so much of deeds by him. All the deeds will have. But unfortunately, those deeds will have no benefit to him at all. Either he harms someone, either he caused any kind of difficulty to someone, or owed someone, whatever it is, all his sins, the good deeds will be given to this person here. And in the end, he say, Ya Allah, this person has got nothing now. Another person will say, Ya Allah, this person is also owing me too. Then Allah Ta'ala will say, now all your bad deeds must go into him. All his bad deeds. So just imagine a pauper on a day of Qiyamah who works so hard in dunya. On a day of Qiyamah, he gets nothing. The Quran also, you don't know the value, it intercedes on the day of Qiyamah. Intercedes. Allah respects the parents on the day of Qiyamah. If the mothers and if the fathers have been wearing the taj, that crown which is beyond brightness, you cannot talk about the brightness, it's so bright. The sun is nothing. How much of respect Allah give a person for the Quran? So many parents of so many family people say, Khuda na kare, Allah forbid, if he's going to do Jahannam, they will allow to go to Jannat. If only the Hafiz knows it, if only the parents respect the Hafiz. Your son became a doctor, you respect him. No one said, not respect him. But more respect you need is for the child, Allah give the Quran. But he is for the dunya and akhirat. But Hafiz himself must think who he is. He must understand who he belongs to. So what we need now is pious children. Pious children. Children that are pious, that the father looks at them, they'll get happy. So respect of parents is so important. Do not show disobedience. Do not become disobedient to parents. It is very sad what is happening. It is very sad. So much of disrespect, back chatting, is only because of the cell phone. If the mothers and fathers stop the cell phone, you find that the others will also need the cell phone. But today, you know, mashallah, my small child is a master in cell phone. Na'udhu billah. That's how they talk. Why don't you say, mashallah, my son is one of 15 paras, he knows his work so well. Why don't you say that? Mashallah, my son complete Quran, he knows his work Quran so well. This is what we are lacking today. The true respect for the Holy Quran. True respect. And those days it was like this. In the morning, the Quran is heard. Night the Quran read. The mother sleeps, the child reads the kalima and made him sleep. Now the mother is looking at her cell phone, the child looking at her cell phone, they sleep with shaitan. Oh Allah, forgive us. Very important. You want barakat in your house? You must bring Quran in your house. You want barakat in your house? Read the hadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the house. Before you sleep also, read at least one, before you eat, read one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu. Bring that quality into it, and you must not read, the child must read. The child must show important, how important it is to read one hadith of Rasulullah. One hadith, not two. See, the difference will come into every home. There's no barakat, no happiness in the house, although this child is half of the Quran. So may dua to Allah Ta'ala, whatever I said. Allah Ta'ala is for amal kani tawfiq nasib. And more important, bring the Quran in the houses. Let us change our lives. Let us become more closer to Allah. Remember, Allah does not need us, we need Allah Ta'ala. If you turn away from Allah Ta'ala, Allah, it doesn't change Allah. Allah still remains Allah. We need Allah. And we know how much Allah we need. So let us now change our lives. And once you accept your fault and then you change, there will be barakat in Islam. We want half it of that kind. Then the day of Qiyamah, Allah says, read and go. And go to, as far as you can on reading, that is a jannah for you. Allah Ta'ala ammal kani tawfiq nasib. Wa akhu da'u alhamdulillah.
Jazakumullah to Hazrat Mawana. Allah Ta'ala accept, keep him with afiyat and salamati. Hazrat Mawana said, Ghanimat jaan lo min baitne ku mubada ya waqt aaye na aaye. We respect our ulama, our mashayikh. Inshallah, we're coming to the highlight also. Mawana's Nasiha was the highlight. Now we have the three Hufaz. Inshallah, we call upon the first Hafiz. Hafiz Yasin Abdul Khaliq, the son of Haji Bilal Abdul Khaliq of Overport, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم
ما شاء الله نتنا اكسبت إن شاء الله The next Hafiz is Hafiz Hamza Muhammad, the son of Haji Dr. Mubin Muhammad of Musgrave.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم خير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم
ما شاء الله الله سبحانه وتعالى accept إن شاء الله one more حافظ إن شاء الله حافظ أنس مال إن شاء الله before حافظ صاحب recites Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gifted him, as Moana spoke, the Quran is a mu'jiza. Hafiz Sahib was born with an impediment, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gifted him with the Quran Kareem, alhamdulillah. Although with all these challenges, as Ustad Moana Irshad, Damar Barakatum used to recite for him, he used to record in the iPad, then with the khidmat of his parents, he used to learn and revise and memorize. So man jadda wajada, whoever strives, achieves. He's an encouragement to the other young Huffaz as well. Allah Ta'ala accept inshallah. Hafiz Anas Mal, son of Haji Abu Bakr Mal of Musgrave.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يقل له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم
Somebody say, MashaAllah. Yes. Before the dua, on behalf of Mawlana Irshad Mutala and all the parents of Madrasa Tajweedul Quran and the well-wishers, we say, Jazakumullah to Hazrat Mawlana Makhda Sahib Damar Barakatum for gracing this occasion, Mawlana Mutala and the trustees of Masjid An-Nur, all the well-wishers for attending and all the musallis. MashaAllah, a miracle has unfolded in front of you. Allah Ta'ala, keep the Quran steadfast in our lives. And we take home back what Mawlana has advised, inshallah, on reading the Quran. We stood for till Isha and recite some portion of the Quran, then go home, inshallah. Allah make us from Ahlul Quran, inshallah. And especially we request for du'as for all the marhumeen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa barakat of the khatam of the Quran. Grant them the highest stages of Jannatul Firdaus. And whatever we recited will be isale sawab. Especially the parent of Mawlana Irshad Mutala, Haji Abdul Haq Mutala sahab. And Allah give long life, afiyat to his mother and them and their family and accept all the khidmat of the Quran. Jazakumullah.
Just one thing I want to say which was very important, because there was one child who could not do, started his and could not complete the Quran. Found it very difficult. Tried going everywhere to learn, but could not become hafiz. So he met a buzrug in South Africa. And he asked him that, my son, I'm trying so hard for him to become Hafiz Quran. And I'm just failing. He was a good man. The buzrug told him, I only advise you one thing. Do not eat outside food. Do not say it's haram. Do not eat outside food. He said to him that just eat home food all the time. It made a lot of sense, because the Quran is a word of Allah. It's pure. So whenever a child eats food, he must take the name of Allah. Then when you feed the child with that name of Allah, it must affect the child. So now with outside food, you're doing it, you're buying from a Muslim restaurant, it's halal, not saying it's haram, but it's obvious it does not have the noor that at home when the mother takes the Bismillah and reads the Quran. Alhamdulillah, the person, he followed the advice, and in the end, in 1 year, the child became Hafiz Quran. Just to tell you, the Quran has been looked after in every way. So the Hafiz himself must also learn to know who he is. Allah Ta'ala Ammal Kani Tawfiq Nasiq. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa la aqibatul muttaqeen, wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidina. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in, Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas-sami'. وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملت على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا إننا جامع إنك جامع الناس لا ريب فيه إن الله لا يخلف الميعاد ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قوة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم ثبتنا للإيمان وأمتنا للإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة والإيمان بحرمة القرآن وحرمة النبي آخر الزمان اللهم نسألك العافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار اللهم نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك النار وصلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد ورحمتك يا رب.